The First Amendment Dinner, hosted by the Jewish Federation of Greater Chattanooga, will be held at the Jewish Cultural Center on Thursday evening at 6 p.m. I spoke with Ann Treadwell for details on this annual event. The Bill of Rights contains the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. The First Amendment addresses freedom of religion, speech, assembly, the press, and grievances with the government. The First Amendment Dinner with the Jewish Federation invites guest speakers to expand on the modern understanding of these basic rights.
This will be the 7th annual First Amendment Dinner, and the Jewish Federation began doing this because we realized that people didn't understand what their First Amendment rights were and how they play out for us in kind of everyday life. The Jewish Federation came to it initially looking at the use of religion in everyday life and what the First Amendment said about it. And the First Amendment prohibits the making of any law respecting an establishment of religion. The First Amendment also talks about impeding the free exercise of religion. It talks about abridging the freedom of speech, infringing on the freedom of the press. And of course, you know, now it's not just the press, it's the entire media world. Because when the First Amendment was established in 1791, there wasn't the internet or Twitter or radio or television. So, you know, when the First Amendment talks about infringing on the freedom of the press, the Supreme Court now takes that to mean a much broader concept. Interfering with the right to peacefully assemble. You know, I don't think most Americans understand that we are unique in a nation where people can get together in a large group and express their opinions that may be contrary to what politicians and the government wants. I think if you take a look at China and Egypt and some other countries, that groups of people who join together to talk about or enact civil disobedience are severely punished. Well, you know, in the United States, we have the right to do that, and that's a very special right. We also have the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. Again, not all governments allow their people to come to them and say, I'm sorry, you were wrong, and we need to be compensated in one way or another for that wrong. The First Amendment really is one of the 10 amendments that forms the Bill of Rights, and that Bill of Rights makes us so special and so unique. So the Jewish Federation is really proud at least once a year to stand up and say, pay attention to this.
The First Amendment Dinner provides an opportunity to honor those who have served to protect those rights.
We wanted a way to thank veterans for their service. And we didn't want to do it at 4th of July. We didn't want to do it at Veterans Day with, you know, a parade. It wasn't appropriate for us. We didn't want to do it on Memorial Day, you know, as a sad occurrence. We wanted to do something for veterans that really supported their commitment to making sure that we had our First Amendment rights. So for the First Amendment Dinner, veterans come to the event at no cost. We do have to have people RSVP so that we know how many to serve for dinner. And veterans from all areas of service or all areas of responsibility that they took in the military are welcome to attend.
Over those 7 years, you've had guest speakers come to address the First Amendment and their rights. What type of speakers have you had, and what type of approach have they presented?
For the First Amendment Dinner, we try really hard to make sure that we have a balance over the period of time, not necessarily for each event. For example, we've had Republicans and Democrats. We have had Chattanooga Times Free Press political cartoonist Clay Bennett. People know that he goes one way or another depending on what topic he's looking at. We've had ACLU Regional Director Hedy Weinberg to talk about what First Amendment issues are being challenged in Tennessee. We've had David Hudson from the First Amendment Center at Vanderbilt, because we wanted an academic 1 year to really help us understand the nuts and bolts of the First Amendment. So we try to make the First Amendment dinner as diverse as possible in terms of our choice of speakers.
The speaker for this year is Jim Hall, former chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, with roots in safety and security.
Well, he has roots in security, but his career actually goes back even farther than that. He was a member of the staff of Senator Albert Gore Sr., and he was counsel to the Senate Subcommittee on Intergovernmental Relations under Senator Muskie. He's had a private practice here in Chattanooga for a while. Security is a huge issue right now, whether we talk about homeland security with his former background at the NTSB, we talk about airport security, and having just flown this past weekend, I continue to be amazed at the amount of internal security we have versus international security that we have at airports. He also has the ability to talk to us about how government works and how government looks at its responsibility towards keeping the First Amendment. You know, keep in mind that the First Amendment was initially crafted for citizens, to keep the citizens' rights in check. So a real interesting question is, you know, the government is on the other side of the table. So how do government employees or elected officials look at the First Amendment?
This dinner is going to be Thursday evening at the Jewish Cultural Center.
The First Amendment dinner will take place at the Jewish Cultural Center, which is 5461 North Terrace Road, Thursday, July 25th at 6 p.m. It starts with dinner and then goes immediately into the presentation by Jim Hall, which will be followed by questions and answers. Veterans are invited to come at no cost, but it is really important for people to RSVP as soon as possible, and they can do so by calling 493-0270 extension 10, or if you have access to email, you can do it by going RSVP@JewishChattanooga.com.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.